I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Time is running out to change over the 500 and 1,000 rupee notes in India. After December 30th, they're no good. The government was trying to get a handle on a counterfeiting problem, but created chaos instead. Bibles for the World's John Podaiti says ministry partners are using a barter system to get around, and that was the backdrop to the recent tour that Bibles for the World was on, laying the groundwork for a children's evangelism launch in 2017 with Awana India and Zimzam Global.
We're going to take that beyond our existing churches out into the field, training our young evangelists and missionaries in Awana so that they can go out and use that as a way to build trust, first with the children, then with their families, and hopefully eventually plant churches in these unreached villages.
And what comes to mind when I say millennials? Well, maybe you think lazy or entitled, but consider this. Millennials number about 2 billion worldwide, and in Western nations, most of them are tech savvy. They're also on the fast track to management positions. But when it comes to church leadership, Ken Yonke of Global Advance says passing the baton isn't all that easy.
One of the things that we kept hearing from these leaders was this millennial generation, we want to involve them in the work of advancing the gospel and completing the Great Commission, but we don't really understand what it takes to do that. Can you help us?
So Global Advance asked more than 400 millennial Christians from 24 countries about their spiritual needs and perspectives. Learn what they found out at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Uncommon Gifts for a Greater Co-Mission Purpose. Christian Aid Mission is offering a gift catalog to help ministry partners around the world be the hands and feet of Christ. Because where the hope of the gospel is found, the world's evils are no match. Look for it at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.